summer, have your fun. Dive in the nearest pool. Never go out in the midday sun, just play it cool. Girls will always be warned, of course, that is the golden rule. Ladies and driver on that horse, she played it cool. Be calm and collected, look before you leap each day. Never do what's expected, at least never do it right away. Life is a challenge, so they say, it can be kind of rude. So be prepared in every way. It's not what you say, it's the way that you say it. Not how you play, it's the way that you play it. Play it cool.
How do you do?
My name is neither here nor there, really. Well, as a matter of fact, it's Carmichael. Ian Carmichael, actually. Or, to be more precise, Ian L. Carmichael.
Why the L?
Why the L not? Anyway, it is my pleasure to welcome you to the show and to provide a few brief program notes as to what to expect. Well, I'd describe the show as a sort of, well, I suppose you'd say it's nondescript, really.
Well, if it's nondescript, don't say it.
All right, I won't. That was Mr. Hugh Parrick, an actor who works regularly because his principle has always been...
A small role is better than a long loaf.
And he joins our team with Miss Joan Sims, an actress, who recently was awarded the Seal of Merit.
I keep him in the bath.
And then, of course, I'm in it. Yeah, right in it, by the look of things. But I'm supposed to tell you something about the show. Well, it's got a bit of this and a bit of that. Quite a bit of that, as a matter of fact. And then there'll be some, you will say nothing of, this, yeah, and quite definitely a lot of, well, I think that about sums it up, don't you, Hugh?
Couldn't have put it better myself. Mind you, if you haven't got much idea of what sort of show this is, we can at least give you some idea of what sort of show this isn't.
Yes. Now, for example, it is not going to be one of those variety-type shows that usually go like this.
It's the Ian Carmichael Show!
Lots of laughter and lots of fun, with something special for everyone. So if you haven't anywhere to go, just pull up a chair and let down your hair. It's the Ian Carmichael Show!
And here is the star of the show, Ian
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I must tell you, I ran into my next door neighbor this morning. Good job I didn't have a car. Now, seriously though, mind you now. Now take the wife. Now, I wouldn't say she was fat. Come in.
Excuse me, sir. All right if I clean up the studio now?
Well, if it isn't Cherry the Cheery Charm.
Yes, it's me, all right, but I'm not myself today. I am all of a doodah.
Yeah, well, why do you say that?
I have to. It's me catchphrase. Oh, I'm telling you, sir, I look like this bucket of mud.
Yeah, how do you mean?
A little pale. It started early this morning. I got up about 6 and made tea in my pyjamas.
Haven't you got a teapot?
And so it goes on. But this is not that type of show, and neither is it going to be one of those cozy little situation comedies. You know the sort of thing. We present The Marriage Lark.
Is that you, darling?
Yes, Sally, I'm home. Sorry I'm a little late, darling. Got held up at the bank.
Darling, I hope those nasty old bandits didn't hurt you.
Now, Sally, look, when I say I got held up at the bank, you see, I don't mean I got held up at the bank. I mean, oh, well, never mind. Oh, what a dizzy, freckle-faced, snub-nosed, lovable girl she is. Well, that's established her character. Yeah, where are you, Sally?
I'm in the kitchen.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Peter. Yeah, darling, hold this dish for me a minute.
Well, that's a nice welcome, I must say. You know, Sally, when Mr. Benson next door arrives home, his wife usually kisses him. Why don't you do the same?
Well, I don't know Mr. Benson that well.
Oh, Sally, I didn't mean the... Oh, what's the use? Oh, you'll never change. By the way, darling, you haven't forgotten, have you? The Potters are coming to dinner tonight.
Oh, Peter, no.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, I've asked the Willoughbys.
Oh, Lord.
And you know what the Potters think of the Willoughbys.
Yeah, I can't stand the sight of them. Oh, well, we're in for a jolly evening. Oh, my giddy aunt, who on earth's that?
Oh, darling, I'll go.
Hello, Sally.
Oh, it's you.
Is something the matter?
No. Peter, it's Mr. Ferguson from the office. Yeah,
Mr. Ferguson? Oh, what? Oh,
Peter, old chap. Don't tell me you've forgotten. It is tonight, isn't it?
Peter, you didn't.
Oh, I'm afraid I did, darling.
No.
And here is something else we are definitely not going to be.
Yes, it's time once again for our nauseating panel game. Out you go. For the benefit of those who don't know, the rules are quite simple. A team of three challengers quizzes our resident team. If they can answer before you hear this sound, it's bonus points. But when you hear this, it means the two teams change places unless the red light has come on, and then the treasure jackpot is open. Now, this means one of two things. You can either do a forfeit set by our celebrity guest, or choose the key to the box. But when you hear this, then someone has used the mystery word. And the mystery word entitles you to 6 bonus points, or a chance to go in for the lucky dip. Now, if the lucky dip isn't won, you're still in the game, but you get a 2-point handicap. Well, those are the rules.
And here in real life is Rosemary Squires.
So that someday he may buy me a ring, ring-a-ling-a, I've heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles and beads. Jingling, 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 jingling. The wonders of the East are in this magical feast, a bright shining beast. Sparkles and spangles, my heart will sing-a-ling when I'm wearing baubles, bangles and beads. Someday he may buy me a ring, a ring-a-ling-a, I've heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles and beads. Jingling, 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 jingling.
Have you ever noticed how many compares introduce sketches by saying, have you ever noticed? Well, here we go again. Have you ever noticed how some of these film situations are so far removed from real life? Now, take the boy and girl bit. A discreet corner table in a romantic restaurant and, well, you know how it goes.
Your favorite table? How nice to see you both again.
Thank you, Mario.
Madame is looking lovelier than ever.
Oh, Mario, you flatterer.
I've put a bottle of Chateaubriand on ice for you, sir. Be back in a moment.
Oh, darling, what a lovely idea to come here for our anniversary.
Old place hasn't changed much, has it?
I always did love it here.
Oh, you still look divine by candlelight.
Gregory, listen. Our tune.
I know.
You asked them to play it, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Oh, it really... Is it really 10 years ago tonight?
I'm afraid so, darling. You don't look any different.
Neither do you. Oh, a little grey around the temples, perhaps, but I like it. Makes you look very distinguished.
I wonder what happened to that old boy at the next table.
Oh, yes. Remember how his eyes nearly popped out when he overheard you proposing?
Oh, it was a pretty clumsy proposal, darling. Oh, I don't know. The words just didn't seem to come out right.
They were very beautiful, Gregory. And they were just the words I wanted to hear.
Your wine, sir?
Ah, yes. Yes, that's fine. Thank you, Mary. Pour it, will you?
Very good, sir.
Gregory?
Yes, darling?
Do you remember what I was wearing?
Well, of course I do. Pale pink, wasn't it?
You remembered. Oh, how I hated getting rid of that dress.
Shall we drink a toast?
Here's to the next 10 years together.
To us, darling.
To us.
Well, in the films, it's all very tender and poignant. But in real life... Good evening, Mario. Table for two, please.
Oh, good evening, sir. Hello. You've got a new one with you tonight.
Mario, that is... This is my wife.
Oh. Evening, madame.
Good evening.
I preferred the other one. You know, the one with the big...
Mario.
Blue eyes.
Yes, all right. Well, now, what about that table?
Follow me.
Oh, it's pitch black in here. I can't see a thing with all these ruddy candles.
In your case, dear, that's an advantage.
Here we are. Shove up a bit there and let this couple in, will you?
Thank you. Ooh,
ooh, excuse me. Excuse me, thank you.
Well, that's it.
Now, sir, may I suggest a good wine?
How much is it?
Please. Yes, Mario, you know, whatever you say. Look, dear, after all, this is something of a celebration.
Well, what did we want to come to this place for?
Don't you remember it? This is where we came 10 years ago.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. And you proposed.
Yes. Mm. No, I must have been drunk.
So this is the same place, eh?
That's it.
It's gone off a bit, hasn't it?
Well, 10 years is a long time. Quite a few things have gone off since then.
Look, dear, I'm starving. Why don't you order?
Yes, all right, all right. I thought we'd have the same meal as we had then.
I don't care as long as it's food.
Mario.
You wish to order, sir?
Yes, we'll start with the brown Windsor soup. We'll follow that with a steamed cod parsley sauce, then the prunes and custards. Yeah, and you can pour the wine now.
Very good, sir.
Oh, Lord, don't tell me we're going to have that bloke pounding away all the time we're trying to eat.
Don't you recognize what he's playing?
I shouldn't think anybody could recognize what he's playing.
It's our tune.
Oh, it never was.
It was. Time on my hands.
That's not time on my hands.
Yes, it is.
It's not. All tunes sound alike to you. Time on my hands, it's here's to the next time.
Oh. All right, have it your own way. Come on, here. Now, let's have a drink. I'd like to propose a toast. To Cynthia.
I'm Edna.
I beg your pardon, yes, I'm so sorry. Oh, well, here's to you and me.
Oh, look out! Now, you nearly had the drink all over me.
God, I've just remembered something else about that night 10 years ago.
What?
You were wearing a yellow dress with flowers all over it. Yes, yeah, that's right, I remember. Oh, it looked horrible on you. By the way, whatever happened to that dress?
I'm still wearing it.
At 21.
And
watching your diet.
Declining a Charlotte Russe.
Accepting a fig.
When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly Gallon Guy. And this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book? But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite him in without a second look.
You're up in an aeroplane,
or dining at Sardi's, or lying at Malibu, alone on the sand. You suddenly hear a bell, and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand. You're doing your income tax.
I'll buy a toothbrush. We'll hurry and hurry home because the hour is late.
And suddenly there you go. Next thing you know is this could be the start of something great. You're having a snowball fight or picking up daisies. You're singing a happy tune or knocking on wood. When all of a sudden you look up, wow, there's someone new. Hey, this could be the start of something good. Your destined lover you'll discover in a frightened flash. So keep your heart awake both night and day.
Because the meeting may be fleeting as a lightning flash.
And you don't want to let it slip away. You're watching the sun come up.
Or counting your money.
Or else in a dim cafe, you're ordering wine. And suddenly there she is. You want to be where she is.
The Mike Sam Singers. And now Play It Cool carries out an investigation into one of the most controversial topics of the day.
Aniseed ball addiction in the United Kingdom.
In a recent survey, a cross-section of the public was asked, did you indulge in aniseed balls before you were married? 23% said yes, 14% said no, 11% were don't knows, and 52% said,
oh look, mine's turned green.
A further door-to-door canvas produced more startling facts.
A housewife in Walthamstow.
Here, are you one of them Maharajas?
No, madam, I'm not.
I know. You've come to do my washing for 3 weeks.
No, I haven't. It's a, well, a sort of sociological survey.
No, thanks. We've already got one.
A businessman in Chalfont St. Giles.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like to ask you a few questions about aniseed balls.
You're no good asking me, old fellow. I've never been to one.
An actress in Chelsea. Good morning, madam. I wonder if you could spare me a few minutes.
Oh, but of course. Do come in.
And we haven't heard from him since.
My mum and dad are always sending me out to get aniseed balls. Of course, I have to say they're for me, but I managed to get them all right.
And have you ever thought of refusing your parents?
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
Why not?
Well, they generally give me a couple of bob to get myself some cigarettes.
Now, what exactly is the fatal lure of this herb? The other day, I spoke to a confirmed aniseed ball addict. Now, sir, if I might...
Just a minute. No one will know who I am, will they?
No, there's no... There is no need to worry. That's why we've got you with your back to the microphone. Now, tell me, when did all this start?
A few years ago, I was a normal, fun-loving youngster, and then one night at a party, someone gave me an aniseed ball. And I become an addict.
Go on.
Well, at first I was content with the halfpenny ones. Then I had to have the penny ones. And then it was them great big ones that keep changing colour. Now I get through something like 100 Hennessy balls a day.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. What a sucker you are.
Now, tell us, why do you do it?
Well, it gives you a wonderful feeling of confidence. You're floating on cloud 7. And what's more, it's very good for the wind. Then, of course, there's the dreams.
Dreams?
Yeah. What you might call sweet dreams. Or I'll never forget one I had. There I was in this Hennessy den, and this girl come towards me, full of Eastern promise. Had her arms outstretched, and in her hand was a giant Hennessy ball. And she gave it to me. Oh, it was gorgeous. I finished it all, and suddenly I woke up, and then come the shock.
Well, how do you mean?
The top of the bedpost was missing.
Well, now, just what is being done to help these addicts?
Well, we of Aniseed Anonymous are doing all we can. Our methods are quite simple. If one of our members gets a sudden craving for an aniseed ball, he rings a fellow member who goes round straight away. Then they go out and get drunk together.
I am the Bishop of Stamford Hill. In my view, a large percentage of this increase in addiction is caused by the pernicious advertising night after night on television.
Capture spring's exciting freshness in an aniseed ball.
Oh, look, there's Jenny. We were at school together.
Really? She looks much younger than you.
I felt awful. But it was true. Jenny did look younger than me. Then she told me her secret. She uses aniseed soap.
I met Jill on a bus, but she wouldn't come out with me. I thought I'd never get another date with her, and then someone told me.
Baby.
I beg your pardon.
Aniseed ball.
Now Jill and I go everywhere together. Thanks to aniseed balls.
The thing you really need is a dog of aniseed. So get yourself a benefit of aniseed balls.
And so on. But I'm afraid it doesn't end with television. The whole ghastly business has been glamorized on the cinema screen. Listen now to this brief excerpt from the soundtrack of The Man with the Aniseed Arm.
D'Angelo?
Yes, me.
I'm Johnny Carson. This is Maxine.
Hi.
I'd like to ask you some questions.
What do you want?
I'll come straight to the point. We have reason to believe that you're the big man behind the illicit smuggling of aniseed balls into the United States.
Prove it.
Pretty fancy apartment you got here, Mr. D'Angelo. A telephone.
So what? I need them for business.
Must be a pretty phony business.
What's in the suitcase?
Samples. Business samples.
Yeah. What exactly is your business, D'Angelo?
Mothballs. I import them.
Are you trying to tell me that's how you make all your money? You can't sell many mothballs in this city.
But that's where you're wrong, see. I got another little business as well.
And what's that?
Importing moths.
Don't leave him, Johnny. His story is full of holes.
I'm going to open the case.
Oh, no, you don't.
Give me that.
Now, look here. You don't. No,
Johnny! Johnny, look!
Yeah! Mothballs.
Now, are you satisfied?
Come on, Johnny, it's no use.
Wait, let me see one of those. Ah, just as I thought. A coating of icing sugar and underneath.
No.
Is it, Johnny?
Yeah, an aniseed ball.
Okay, Carson, drop that.
Johnny, he's got a gun.
Okay, you two over there.
So you are the big man. Tell me, D'Angelo, how do you peddle them across the border?
On a bicycle.
You won't get away with it. Okay, D'Angelo, drop that gun. Lieutenant Marvin, Aniseed Squad. We heard everything.
Even that terrible one about the phony business?
I'm afraid so. Take him down to headquarters for questioning.
I refuse to say anything till I've taken a shower, see? Then I'll come clean.
Take him away. Well done, Carson. You've helped us lick the aniseed bowl racket.
Johnny.
Maxie.
Well, there it is. We shall be taking a searching look at another controversial topic in the near future when we shall deal with the very human problem of illegitimate jelly babies.
That was Plain Cool, another sort of radio show which involved Ian Carmichael, Joan Sims, and Hugh Paddock. The cool music was provided by Rosemary Squires and the Mike Sam Singers, who were accompanied by the Ken Horn Orchestra. The script was by Eric Medeman, and the show was produced by John Simmons.
Ian Carmichael and co. will be back with more sketches and laughs next week.